Bill Gaziamas was 37 years old when he suffered his first stroke. 6 weeks later, the Melbourne man experienced another bleed.
And this bleed was quite serious. At the time, I didn't recognise my wife, and I wasn't allowed to drive for the best part of about 9 months, and I was told not to work.
A number of lifestyle factors probably contributed to his strokes, but he says he later realised his condition may also run in the family.
And this particular faulty blood vessel usually just sits by and doesn't do too much. But in some cases, they tend to bleed and cause these challenges.
An international study based on the DNA samples of more than 500,000 people around the world has now identified 22 new genetic risk factors for stroke. That triples the number of gene regions previously known to raise the chance of having a stroke. University of Technology Sydney professor Jane Maguire, one of the authors of the World First Project, says it magnifies the role genes play in the case of having strokes.
From the results from the study, it would seem that blood pressure remains a extremely relevant factor. What the study's demonstrated is it's not just about lifestyle with blood pressure, it's obviously now a genetic variant that's at play.
The results also show a shared genetic influence between strokes and multiple vascular conditions, including blood pressure and coronary artery disease. Professor Maguire says ethnicity can also determine what kind of stroke a person suffers.
Different types of stroke are more likely in certain populations, so we call that the population frequency. So for example, in an Asian population, a stroke that's caused by a bleed is much more likely than a stroke that's caused by a clot.
Stroke is one of Australia's biggest killers and a leading cause of disability. Professor Maguire says the hope is eventually DNA testing could be used to personalise treatment.
It is possible that in the future we can more quickly identify people that are better responders to certain medications. We can add in medications that maybe weren't even considered.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.